Sam Lighty Band. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show on Wednesday mornings. I am your substitute host in now Lonesome Jack, what my other KRFY co-host has left. But we are joined by Mandy Evans, the executive director of the Better Together Animal Alliance, colloquially known perhaps as the Animal Shelter in Ponderay. And thank you very much for coming in this morning, Mandy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It is always nice to see you. What is coming up at the Better Together Animal Alliance? What's going on there these days?
Well, there's a lot going on always. Mm-hmm. We have a fee-waived adoption sale happening right now.
Okay.
So anyone that is contemplating the idea of bringing in a new family member, now would be the time to head over to the Animal Care Center, and you can go see all of our animals that are available mm-hmm. on our website, which is bettertogetheranimalalliance.org. And we really need people right now to be adopting because we are seeing numbers and intake like we haven't seen since 2018. There's a lot of people who are needing to surrender their pets right now. And with all the efforts that we're doing, it doesn't prevent, you know, all surrenders. Mm-hmm. And then because people are not also adopting at the same levels, we're seeing more and more of our dogs and cats staying with us longer than mm-hmm. we would like. So huge, huge benefit if people hear this and need to open up their home, want to open up their home, come on mm-hmm. down and visit us.
The BetterTogetherAnimalAlliance.org is the website, and I just pulled it up, and you can see, what is this, alphabetical order? No, it looks like kind of just random order, but yeah. they're dogs and cats. Both are available, and you said there's no fee right now.
No fee for adult animals.
For adult animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there what more can you tell us about the animals, like the kind of animals that are adopted? Do you have any like criteria for what you will or won't let out for adoption?
No. So mm-hmm. really what it comes down to is that we have an amazing relationship with our community mm-hmm. and we believe that at the forefront should be a trusting relationship. And so mm-hmm. unless somebody comes to us with some pretty significant red flags, or if an animal in particular needs special care, then we'll make sure that we're screening for the ability to provide that. Mm. Otherwise, we just would rather these dogs and cats be in loving, warm homes than in kennels.
Yeah. What are things like for the dogs and cats who are at the animal shelter? What kind of like facility do they hang out in?
Well, the care center is rather large, and mm-hmm. we have a pretty enormous backyard. So for the dogs, they get the opportunity to go out at minimum 3 to 4 times a day, usually more than that. We have a wonderful, dedicated group of volunteers that come in and walk the dogs every morning. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of activity. We do enrichment for them, so they get to have some stimulation while they're waiting to get back outside. And then throughout the day, they're also meeting with potential adopters. So that's pretty cool. And then our cat rooms are primarily all group housing. Mm-hmm. So they get to wander around in their space. We have the Cade Profit Productions. They have provided us with the funds to enhance our cat rooms. So there are all these cubbies and mm-hmm. there's 5 freedoms that we strive to provide for each of the animals in our care. And especially for cats, they need a place to hide. So, yeah. So when you go in, and we've had people say, that cat's really shy, you should close that area so it can't hide from the public. Well, that would be robbing it from one of its 5 freedoms. And that's really important for their well-being. So, yeah, it's a comfortable place for them. It's just not ideal. Mm-hmm. And the more that we have in our building means that it restricts how much more we can bring in. So there's only a limited amount of space. So some of the things that we do for the community is we provide the free dog and cat food. So if people need help feeding their pet temporarily, they simply just have to come into the shelter. The shelter lobby opens at noon and closes at 4:30, 7 days a week. We gave out, I believe, over 100,000 pounds of dog and cat food last year. That food bank is all supplied by donations from our community to help support each other, which is pretty amazing. We do spay and neuter vouchers. We have our helpline. So if you're in a pinch and you need assistance, you can reach out to us and we'll help you. All of this information is on our website. The other thing we're actually known for nationally is our stray program and return to owner. We have one of the highest in the nation with over 85% of dogs coming into us being reunited with their owners. Nationally, it's 15%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big. Okay. And I attribute that to our community because we post all stray dogs on our Facebook page and people that are on there sharing those posts, seeing them, saying, hey, that's my neighbor's dog. And then with cats, we have about a 20% return to owner, and national average is 3%.
That's a, 85% versus a 15% national average. That's huge.
You think,
and you think it's just Facebook and people kind of knowing their neighbor's dog? I mean, being familiar with the other pets in their area, or
not necessarily? Because other people are doing that. We take a lot of steps in order, so it's a process. But we also encourage people to microchip. We have scanning locations all throughout Bonner Boundary and Kootenai County. We have all of that on our website. So if you find a stray dog wandering, looking up the closest microchip scanning location could help that dog go home much faster than if it was driven down to Kootenai Humane Society or to Better Together, or even Second Chance up in Boundary County. So we really were just making every effort, trying to be inventive on figuring out ways to make it easier for people to reclaim their animals.
Okay. You said you can get your microchip scanned, not just at the Better Together Animal Alliance, but elsewhere in the community
too. Yeah, we have a list. I think it's over, I think it's over 20 locations.
Wow.
That we've supplied. It was a fund. It was funded through a grant. And we bought the microchip scanners and we trained people. So you're talking about the fire department, local convenience stores, places that we knew were where we were receiving more strays. We went out and reached out to find out if they'd be interested. We trained them and they're now scanning locations.
That's very cool. What's the most unexpected scanning location, would you say?
Oh, goodness. That would,
fire department, I kind of expect.
We have at least two either gas station or convenience stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're really, the best part of all of this for us is that we get to partner with our community.
Yeah.
And empowering people to be able to be helpful, that we believe is what people want. So when we go to them and we're like, hey, we have this idea, and they jump on board, that is really cool.
You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. Mandy Evans is our guest. She's the executive director of the Better Together Animal Alliance. I heard you mention that you have a group of dog walking volunteers earlier, which is wonderful. What if somebody is interested in getting involved in that way, getting involved with animals, but maybe not ready to adopt themselves, or maybe they've got plenty of animals at home already, but they still want to help out the Better Together Animal Alliance? What are other ways of volunteering?
How would
you get involved in the dog walking program, for example?
We have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We have a volunteer coordinator. His name is Joel. You can go to our website and there's an application and you can reach out to Joel directly. But because our organization is pretty vast, we have a thrift store and we welcome volunteers to help in the thrift store. We have animal care. We have events. There's a lot of different areas where we can use our community's support through volunteerism.
Do you want to, should we talk right now about some of those, what's coming up in terms of events for the Better Together Animal Alliance? Anything on the calendar?
Well, right now we have, I believe it's today, we do a story time with the library. Our calendar of events is updated, and it's up to date on our website. Mm-hmm. We do have upcoming microchip clinics. We partner with the food bank on one health clinics, which means that we're providing the community with not just animal services, but mm-hmm. human services to keep the whole family healthy. Mm-hmm. That, I believe we have one coming up in June. The other thing that's really exciting is that we are expanding our thrift store.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, we're adding mm-hmm. another 3,000 square feet to the thrift store. And again, due to the generosity of our community that we're able to do that, the thrift store is a major funding source for our organization. And that mm-hmm. probably will be in about, well, let's hope, because it's construction, mm-hmm. in about 4 months.
Okay. Is it already underway, or is it just in the planning stages right now?
Oh, no, it's underway. It was supposed to be done last fall, and then we've been through the permitting process. The permits were just approved, so we're moving forward. You'll see large equipment out there.
I don't think we've mentioned yet the actual location for anybody who doesn't know where the animal shelter is or the thrift store associated with it. The Better Together Animal Alliance. Where are you guys?
870 Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderé, mm-hmm. right across, down the street from Walmart and Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. You guys are open, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're open to the public for people to just come in and hang out with the animals a little bit too, right?
Yep, from 12 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. Cats, you get to go in, you can hang out with them. It's mm-hmm. it's a great, the public is part of our enrichment process mm-hmm. of going in and, you know, snuggling with them. And then with dogs, we actually, about 2 years ago, closed off our dog kennel area to the public. And mainly that's because we see an increase in kennel stress because they really want to be with people. And when people are walking by them all day. So we have these wonderful periods of time when you walk in the back and it's completely silent back there. Mm-hmm. The dogs are all resting. So if you're interested in coming and meeting one of the dogs, you just let mm-hmm. the front desk know. We also have appointments that you mm-hmm. can make. And we bring them over to you and do a meet and greet room where you can play with them.
Yeah. Cool. That's interesting that the dogs are, the dogs get kind of stressed out when there's people there.
The other thing is it's stressful mm-hmm. for the staff as well, because these are all, especially now that we have longer mm-hmm. lengths of stay. So mm-hmm. you have people who have connected with these dogs.
Yeah.
Right. So they're coming every day. They're working with them every day mm-hmm. and they may not display the behavior that it represents their personality when they're in a kennel. So they might be spinning. They mm-hmm. could be jumping off. That's all components of stress. Mm. So when the public comes in and they're like, oh, my God, I would never adopt that dog. Oh, God, you should euthanize that one.
Oh, yeah.
That is a very hard thing for the team to hear when they know what that dog is like in the yard or sitting on their lap. And they just want to, like, give this dog a chance. So by taking the dog out of the kennel and allowing it to have an opportunity to be in a more natural setting, we're really allowing the dog to shine, and we're also helping with the mental health of our team members.
Yeah. The one thing you mentioned, this is a few minutes ago, but you mentioned the five freedoms that you try to give every animal. You mentioned one of them is, what, the freedom to hide? Is that how it's called?
For cats, definitely. They need to have the opportunity to hide. Uh-huh. Don't ask me to repeat the five freedoms.
Oh, come on.
I mean, if we're going to take a break, I'll make sure I look them up so I can.
But you knew that was
sure
one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think of like the, I don't know. It's interesting that they've, I imagine there's been advances in just the way that it's not so much biology. What is it? What do you call it? Animal husbandry or something?
Yeah. I mean, but there's actually, and this is not, this has been somewhat a recent development where there's actual veterinary medicine that's specific to sheltering. When you look at your companion animal veterinary care, that's a one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're having to care for large groups. So it's kind of herd medicine, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have to be specialists in disease prevention.
Yeah.
So there's all these, I like to think that almost everything that we take for granted is way more complicated than we think. Like getting water to our sink is complicated. What you do right now and looking at the board that you have to maneuver is complicated. And it's the same thing with animal sheltering. It, it is a process. We have capacity for care. So we're measuring what is the kennel space, the housing space we have versus the staffing space we have and the financial resources we have. And that dictates how many animals we're able to bring in. So there's just a lot of moving parts to being in animal welfare.
And we're talking, by the way, with Mandy Evans from the Better Together Animal Alliance. What was it? 811? What's the address again?
Oh, 870.
870.
Okay. Cutoff Road.
Yeah. Or the best way to find out more information is to go to bettertogetheranimalalliance.org, where right now they have a special on a no-fee adoption special for dogs and cats. I have a 2-year-old who likes to go and visit the cat room from time to time. 2-year-old child, human child, who likes to go and visit the cat room from time to time and thinks that's pretty neat.
Now we need to get you to foster.
Well, we'll think about that.
Which is another great opportunity that people have to volunteer is to do fostering our dogs or cats. Yeah.
As in, so not adopting it permanently, but a foster situation is different than that?
Yeah. So when you think of, if we go to species, so cats, we bring in, I think it's safe to say over 1,000 kittens will come into our building. And we, because of the limited time period that those cats all come in, we could not do it without fosters. And not only that, but we try not to have any pets in our shelter that are under a specific age because they're not fully vaccinated. So it's an unsafe place for them to be, where in a home, they're much more protected. So we rely on our community to foster kittens for us. And then with dogs, if they don't have to be in a shelter and we can still be promoting them for adoption, and they can be in a home waiting for that, that's ideal. And then I was going to say something else and I forgot, which doesn't help any of you guys.
Well, that's okay. You know what? I think what we'll do now is take a music break so I can close the door to the hallway before people start showing up and, making loud noise on the radio. And then we're going to come back. Mandy's going to have the 5 freedoms close at hand, but also just talking about how things have changed in animal shelter, in the animal shelter life, and what other things are going on and coming up at the Better Together Animal Alliance. Right now, I have a whole collection of songs queued up, and I don't know which one to play first. Well, how about this? 35 years ago today. No, yeah, I believe that's right. Maybe it was something like that. 35 years ago today. Certainly it was today that Prince, the musician Prince, was at number one on the U.S. pop charts with this song that we're going to play. He wrote the song Manic Monday by the Bangles, which was at number 2. So we had both the number 1 and the number 2 song on the pop charts on this date in 1988, I believe. We are going to play a little bit of Kiss right now. from the artist Prince. We'll be right back with Mandy Evans from the Better Together Animal Alliance. I'm stumbling over that one today. And you're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. It's the morning show on Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Jack Peterson, in for Chris and or Susie. And I'm here with Mandy Evans from the Better Together Animal Alliance, which we are talking about. Did you pull them up? Okay. All right. What are the five freedoms that pets or animals deserve to have?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the first one is freedom from hunger and thirst. Okay. There should be ready access to fresh water and a diet that maintains health and vigor. Freedom from discomfort. Mm-hmm. Freedom from pain, injury, or disease. Mm-hmm. Freedom to express normal behavior. And freedom from fear and distress.
Okay.
So that is that how we operate.
Five?
Yep.
Is that four?
Okay. One, two, three, four, five. Yep. Five.
Okay. It sounds like the Franklin Roosevelt Four Freedoms speech, but there's another one, which is, I guess, the normal behavior one. That's the addition. Never mind. This is different. That's for people, but it's funny. It's how similar it is.
Yes.
From, you know, want and fear and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I was thinking about, you were saying how things are, or it's so different, the health of an animal. The process of raising a group of animals is so different from raising a one-on-one relationship with a pet.
Yes.
Dogs are pack animals, right?
Yeah.
More or less. What differences do you guys notice when you're out there with the group of animals that you wouldn't necessarily see if you are just raising your dog at home? You know, playing catch with your golden retriever. What kind of group behavior do you see?
Well, it depends, because a good portion of the, not a good portion, but like the dogs that it's a national trend we're seeing is that we're seeing under-socialized dogs.
Hmm.
So dogs that haven't been around other dogs as puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leads them to not like other dogs.
Yeah.
So then the process is us trying to provide them with a safe space where they feel good. I mean, their kennel is their own. And then evaluating which dogs would do well in playgroup, which dogs probably we don't want to be in playgroup.
Mm-hmm.
But more so with a group environment, it's all about disease prevention. So when a dog or cat comes to us, within 15 minutes, they're being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cleaning protocols and, you know, if there are issues, how we maintain, how we gown up. Like, there's just a lot of like kittens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mix litters. Every time a litter of kittens comes in, they're gowning up. So in kitten season, they could be changing gowns like 20 times a day.
Huh. So you don't, so a litter of kittens can be cared for at once, but then you are totally separate from when you're going to go and care for a different litter, you got to change everything.
Right. So
not sharing germs, right?
A good example would be like, if you could look in one of our group housing rooms and say, wait, there's only like six kittens in there. How come you can't take my cat?
Mm-hmm.
There's only six in there. But we know that for the health and safety of those six kittens, we have to keep them in there. So they'll share that room until they're down to a smaller number. And then we'll maybe move that single one into a cage on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would fully sanitize and bring another litter of kittens in. So, and then sometimes when you say mixed litters, you might have two kittens that are left over or one kitten. And you're like, oh, that kitten should be with these other kittens.
Yeah.
But you're really presenting a health challenge there. So it's just a balance. You're learning so much about animal welfare this morning.
I am. I hope everyone else is too. We're actually only 5 minutes from the top of the hour, so we should make sure we've covered everything else. The home-to-home program that the Better Together Animal Alliance started. Tell us about that and what people might want to know about that.
Yeah. So back in 2015, we saw an increase of owner surrenders, and we wanted to provide them, again, like empowering our community to help themselves. We started the home-to-home program. So if somebody needs to rehome a legal animal, so it doesn't have to be a dog or cat, it could be lizard, tarantula, whatever it is, a bird, cow, lamb, you can post it on the home-to-home site, and then we promote those animals to the community. And you can contact the owner directly. If it's a good match, that pet goes from one home to another, never having enter into the sheltering system. It was really successful here in our own community. So in 2017, we launched it nationwide and actually into Canada. So we have about 120 shelters that use the home-to-home program currently. And then like last year, we assisted 46,000 animals. Which is likely to, I think, double this year.
That's a stunning number of animals.
That's a lot.
That's about what the population of Bonner County almost. No, not quite. Well, I guess if it's doubling every year, maybe so.
Yeah. It grew from I think we had like 12,000 the year before.
Yeah,
and it went to 46,000.
Wow.
So. Keep in mind, that's only a portion, that's a small portion of animals that are needing assistance because people are still bringing animals to shelters. So I think it's a great way for somebody to really get to know a pet before they're going to bring it in. When you come to a shelter, we are going to do everything we can to provide you with as much information as we possibly can. But sometimes all we know about this dog or cat is the behavior they exhibit in the shelter, which could be completely different than what it would be in a home. So when you get the opportunity to talk to the current pet parent, you're really going to learn so much about that animal.
Yeah. Very cool. It's a great idea. I'll ask this question in two parts. First of all, if somebody's out there is a pet owner.
Yeah.
What is the Better Together Animal Alliance? What kind of services and help can they provide for someone who owns a pet and I don't know, might need or want help with something?
Absolutely. So our goal is to be here to provide assistance to anyone in Bonner Boundary, Kootenai County. They can call our helpline. Don't have the phone number right off the top of my head. All those resources are on our website. And we can help with really a lot of the time people just need to talk out some of the challenges. We have a professional staff that can work with people. We also have our food bank. We have spay and neuter services. We frequently have free or discounted microchip clinics. We are also have a program called Pets for Life. And if you're within the Pets for Life community, we provide free basic veterinary care. Right now, Pets for Life community is Clark Fork, Ponderé, and Sagal. And it's a door-to-door program. We literally go door-to-door in those service areas, knocking on doors saying, do you have animals and how can we help you?
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
And what if somebody wants to help out the Better Together Animal Alliance?
Okay, so there are multiple ways that you can help. So the first one is definitely through financial contributions. We cannot do the work that we do without the assistance from our contributors. Also donating to our thrift store and shopping our thrift store. Our thrift store opens at 9 a.m. And starting next week, we go back to later hours. So we close at 6. Your gently used items helps us raise money to support the animals in our care or the community animals that need assistance. Also volunteering. You can come assist, bring your gifts and talents to us, whether that's because you have a veterinary background or you like event planning or you love to be with people and want to help with our clinics, dog walking, cat care, thrift store. If you love to go through, this is my mom, it would drive me insane, but going through people's donations and looking at all the treasures, some people absolutely love that. We need help in our warehouse area, in the store area. And then adopting is a huge, huge help, especially right now. We really, really need to get these dogs and cats into loving homes. Fostering, really, really big help. We just had that Husky case where all those Huskies came into us and our community stepped up. They fostered these dogs for us, and all of those dogs now have been adopted.
Wow. It's
really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And then the other huge thing is if you're on Facebook or our social media, share. If you go onto our website and you see cute dogs and cats, please share them with your friends and family. It's really, really important that we continue to get these dogs and cats in homes.
Is there anything else before we take off here, Mandy, anything you want to make sure to mention?
Well, why don't I just reiterate Better Together Animal Alliance, and I forgive you, Jack, because I constantly say Panhandle Animal Shelter.
Yep.
It is a hard one for those of us who were around before then. And then, so bettertogetheranimalalliance.org. Is where you'll find just a lot of information. You can follow us on Facebook, on Instagram. We are located at 870 Kootenai Cutoff Road. If you're interested in adopting, I recommend going to the website. You can make an appointment to visit one of the animals. You can also swing into the shelter from 12 to 4:30, 7 days a week. Come hang out with our cats. Shop our store. We have great deals, a huge amount of product that's very reasonable. And I just appreciate the community. We couldn't do any of it if we didn't have such an amazing community.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much for all you do out there at the Better Together Animal Alliance. We are fresh out of time. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
The last question is, dogs or cats, which are better?
Oh, I love them both.
God, very diplomatic. Okay, we're going to go ahead and continue with our day of programming here on Panhandle Community Radio. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderé, and stay tuned for Bird Note, and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. You have been listening to The Morning Show, and thanks for doing so. Thanks again, Mandy, for being here, and stay tuned.